I'd like to welcome you into the practice of this new meditation called Tuning Into New Potentials. This has become a very popular meditation, and I wanted to take a few minutes to explain why we do this and demystify the process so that you have more abilities when you practice your meditation. All potentials that exist in the quantum field exist in the present moment, and all potentials that exist in the quantum field exist as potentials electromagnetically. Our job, then, is to change our energy to match those potentials that already exist in the quantum field. So there's a potential for you to be healthy, there's a potential for you to be wealthy, there's a potential for you to have a mystical experience. They all exist in the present moment. And so thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body. And how you think and how you feel creates a state of being. We also know that thoughts are electric and feelings are magnetic. And when you change how you think and how you feel, you broadcast the whole new electromagnetic signature. So then if you can move out of some of those limited emotions that have to do with stress, anger or aggression, sadness or pain or unworthiness or insecurity, guilt or shame, fear or anxiety, you're changing your emotional state means you're changing your energy. So if the state of being called abundance exists as a potential in the quantum field already there, then you have to begin to change your state of being to match what abundance feels like. And if you can combine a clear intention with an elevated emotion, you are moving into a new state of being. So in the meditation, I'll ask you to move into two states of being. I recommend in one state of being, you choose something that you really like to create in your life, something that has some meaning to you. In the second one that you should tune into, we always recommend something that you'd like to play with as an experiment, maybe a mystical experience, maybe an out-of-body experience, maybe a greater understanding about time, or maybe if you don't think that you dream, maybe it's time to tune into the potential that you do dream. But something that you don't have too much energy on, because that one typically manifests and unfolds first. So when your energy matches that energy that exists in the quantum field, then you are drawing that experience to you. Let's say abundance is the thing that you're working on. Then in order for you to tune into abundance, you have to have an intention of what that is. And so if you took out a piece of paper and you draw the letter A on a piece of paper and you drew two squiggly lines around that A, those two squiggly circles around that A would represent the electromagnetic field. That's your intention. But then that intention is not enough because it has to be married with an elevated emotion. So most people, when they want abundance, what they really want is freedom. They want the freedom to do whatever they want, whenever they want, with whoever they want, as many times as they want. So the emotion or the sponsoring thought behind abundance is the emotion called freedom. Then in order for you to move into a new state of being, when I say, what is that first potential you want to tune into? You would have to bring up that symbol in your mind, the letter A, and then you would have to teach your body emotionally what that future is going to feel like in the present moment. And when you combine that clear intention with an elevated emotion, you're moving into a new state of being, and your brain and body are no longer living in the past, but now they're beginning to be defined by the future. Now, when you move into that state of being is a personality, and a personality creates a personal reality. So then, as you move into a new state of being and you're broadcasting a new signature into the field, I'm going to say to you, now live in that future, now. What choices will you make? What behaviors will you demonstrate? What experiences await you and how will they feel? And as you begin to observe all of those images, you're training your brain now to change to look like the experience has happened. We know from all the research that you can change your brain and body to look like the event has already occurred by thought alone. So then as you live in that future, and you rehearse the choices you're going to make and the behavior you're going to demonstrate, and you can observe a new experience, and you can bring up the emotion of how it would feel, you're changing your brain and body to no longer be defined as a memory of the past, but you're training your brain and body to be defined as a vision of the future. And so I'll ask you to live in that future, and then afterwards you'll surrender it to a greater mind, and we'll allow the greater mind to organize it in a way that's right for us. So, thoughts are the language of the brain, feelings are the language of the body. How you think and how you feel creates a state of being. If you're living by the survival emotions, the stress hormones, you're more matter and less energy. In other words, you're matter trying to change matter. When you combine a clear intention with an elevated emotion, you're broadcasting a bigger electromagnetic signature, and now you're more energy and less matter. When we get to that place where you're more energy and less matter, that's the time when you can execute greater effects in your world. So, all the potentials exist in the quantum field electromagnetically. When you change your energy to match that potential, you'll be drawing a future to you. Experiment with it, try it out. We've had some really amazing stories of people doing some amazing things. I hope you enjoy it.